You are listening to Accessibility is Home, a podcast exclusively about independent living for people with disabilities, home ownership, and other accessible issues. I'm Angela Fox, podcaster, homeowner, and author of My Blue Front Door book. Today's episode is called The Disability Collection Celebration. So last week, on February 21st, I had the privilege of attending the Disability Collection Celebration at Verizon Technology Policy Center in downtown Washington, D.C. What is a disability collection? It is the start of capturing, through pictures, real people with disabilities doing everyday things. People with disabilities make up about 20% of the United States population. Yet, they are only featured in less than 2% of images we see in social media. I'll say it again, less than 2%. So Verizon Media, the National Disability Leadership Alliance, and the company Getty Images wanted to change that and formed a partnership by creating stock images that break stereotypes and authentically portray people with disabilities. The collection is 350 photos, is available for free, and they hope to continue to add more. The disability collection will not only showcase people with disabilities within the community, but also their home life, something that I am very passionate about. That is why I went and why I have recorded excerpts of the discussion. The first excerpt will be the panel that had individuals from the Verizon Center, the Disability Alliance, and the individual from Getty Images Company. The second episode you will hear will be from volunteers within the disability communities. Specifically, these individuals reviewed the images that Getty Images Company had collected and said whether or not they authentically portrayed people with disabilities. So you will have the opportunity to hear that. The last excerpt that you will hear was when I interviewed a leader within the community who had attended the event with me, and also a Verizon staff member who helped make the collection a possibility in the background. I hope you enjoyed the excerpt, and thank you for listening to Accessibility is Home.
As I mentioned, I like what I do, but on days like this, I love what I do. I love it because I view this collection as more than just an exhibit of photographs. What these images are doing is lifting voices. Dr. King reminded us that none of us is free until all of us are free. Well, none of us can experience true inclusion until we are all included. At Verizon Media, we are committed to diversity and inclusion and making sure that our workforce is reflective of the communities we serve. We believe in diversity and inclusion, not because we feel that we are doing anyone any favors. We build products and services for diverse consumption. Why would we want to deny ourselves the perspectives of 20% of the population? We understand the intersectionality between diversity, technology, and innovation. We know that diverse organizations make better decisions, show greater profitability, and are more innovative. But although this is true, people with disabilities make up 20% of the population. However, they are less than 2% of images we see in media, and their unemployment rate is almost twice the amount of those with no disability. So we have work to do. That is why we are starting with this growing collection of stock images that break stereotypes and authentically portray people with disabilities in everyday life. At this time, I want to acknowledge our accessibility team, who in the process of updating our accessibility section on our website, identified a gap and a need and decided to act on it. Overall, we use a lot of stock images, about 700,000 per year. So when they saw a lack of disability imagery, they knew it was an opportunity to make a difference. Can we have a round of applause for Larry Goldberg? I'd also like to thank the National Disability Leadership Alliance, who have been central to this project. Thank you to Jim, Lawrence, and all the leaders from the 15 NDLA member organizations who have been involved in this project and served on the curation committee. We've had long-standing relationships with many of the member organizations of the NDLA, and we value the partnership, feedback, and insights. Thank you to Rebecca Swift and the team at Getty Images for their commitment to repicturing stereotypes through the disability collection and other initiatives. Getty Images has been our preferred photo provider for over 10 years, and we are thrilled. And another 10 years, I say, let's make it a couple of decades more. And we are thrilled to be collaborating on the disability collection, using the power of our platforms to make a difference. Also want to take the time to say thank you to Paul Savory and Zachary Bastian and the whole team at the Verizon Technology and Policy Center for hosting this event. Again, thank you for coming out tonight.
Quite interested. Oh, okay, so you didn't know who we were. Well, we're a global photo agency, just to let you know, and we work with advertising agencies and media companies and corporates. And I mean, my day to day is not thinking about the things that you guys are talking about and discussing in your day to day work. I'm still trying to persuade a lot of our customers to use images of women with short hair in their advertising. That's very, very close to my heart. So you can imagine what kind of level we're at. But over the last 10 or so years, we know that the world in general is more interested in authenticity in all types of communication, and especially in communication that's trying to sell you something, i.e. advertising. And, you know, we've done all sorts of work around the depiction of women, and we get a lot of organizations coming to us and asking us to work on a collection of images with them. I personally had been thinking about disability because of the statistics, actually. There was a report that a bank had done in the UK, and it was quite a shocking statistic. You know, we talk about diversity again in depiction and representation, and disability doesn't get talked about in the same way that gender and ethnicity does, for example. And so I'd already been talking about that, and rather fortuitously, I was put in touch with Margot, and we started talking about this collection. And what Verizon and the NDLA have done is they have worked so tirelessly in terms of making this happen and build the momentum for us to build this collection, because we would have got there ourselves eventually. But because of this partnership, it has enabled us to do it a lot quicker. And most importantly, it's enabled us to do this collection in a more authentic way. And you know, for us as a business, this is the first time that we have put a collection together where we have had external, I'm going to call you people, external people from different, I just thought, well, how do I, other people. Other people editing and having a say in the curation of the collection. And it just felt right at this point. It felt right because of the commitment from the NDLA. And you know, it's been an interesting process for me. I've learned an incredible amount, and it's meant that when I'm briefing photographers, when I'm talking to our community, which is, you know, 100,000 contributors around the world, I'm able to share all of that feedback that you're giving to me on a huge scale. And going through the process of editing this collection has also enabled me to give our contributors confidence in shooting this content. You know, I think a lot of photographers and filmmakers who are not working with disabled models regularly are concerned that they're doing it the right way, or that they're allowing their models to be comfortable. Our guidelines now, which everybody here has helped us to write, has enabled us to make them feel comfortable. And because the images are so well shot and they're so beautiful, and you know, they kind of make you feel really good about life, then we're able to sell those to our customers and encourage them to use them, because typically images around disability tended to be shot by photographers who were interested in depicting disability. They weren't necessarily the best photographers. And what we're able to do now because of this partnership is actually get our best photographers working on this collection. And I hope you'll agree that the photographs talk for themselves. And as time goes on, this content is getting better and better. And through the connections we have in the world, we hope to encourage more brands and more corporations to use these images and to allow them to feel comfortable about using this imagery and knowing that it has the stamp of approval on it, and that they're not going to be doing the wrong thing. So this is a big step forward for us, and the collection is small, but we certainly expect it to grow over the coming months and years.
But more importantly, tonight I'm representing National Disability Leadership Alliance. We're an unincorporated association, is the best way to put it, of 15 groups of people with disabilities. Their logos are behind me. I won't list 15 because that'll take all my time, and I'd have to put my back to you to remember them, and I don't want to do that. But I do want to say a few things about the project and thank you, people. This has been so long in coming. It's been desperately necessary for as long as I've been thinking about disability, which is since I'm a teenager, and that's a long time. We did have television then, and there was black and white, but there were no people with disabilities on television. And when I first started doing civil rights work, I'm a disability rights lawyer, when I first started doing civil rights work, I thought if only people on television, I used to say Johnny Carson and Walter Cronkite, so it shows you how long ago I started saying that. If only Johnny Carson or Walter Cronkite were in a wheelchair or blind, everybody would get it. They'd be brilliant and funny and in your home every day and in your living room. And we wouldn't need to do things like we're doing now, because people with disabilities would have been integrated into the mainstream a lot easier if the media was out front, instead of being dragged along behind the disability movement, which is what happened. Now, there's been plenty of movies about people with disabilities, usually played by able-bodied guys, which it's acting, so maybe that's not bad. The jury's out. You can fight about it later, whether that's okay. But nobody had their eyes opened to the latent potential of the disability population, because it was able-bodied people and mentally capable people playing people with disabilities. The other thing is that stock photos of people with disabilities were terrible. Anybody who's ever looked for them can tell you that. The guy in the wheelchair has scuffed shoes on the bottom, and he's the same guy who was blind in the next picture. I'm not exaggerating, that's really true. That's really true. He's standing there with a cane in the next picture in the same clothes. You know, he did the disability shoot that day. And it's other than authentic. The one thing the National Disability Leadership Alliance is it is authentic. It is the authentic voice of people with disabilities. And the reason it is because these organizations are all led by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Their boards of directors are composed of people with disabilities who make their priorities. When Terry called me, Terry Hartman right over there, called me and said she would I be interested in getting NDLA to do this, getting 15 organizations to agree to anything, and we were carrying cans of them to somebody who would say it's a bad idea. And so getting them to agree to anything is usually hard. Even on public policy issues and things, the angst and Howard had hair when we were pulling it out over being a member of the National Disability Leadership Alliance all this time. But everybody got it right away. People saw this for what it was, that it really can change the way people with disabilities are perceived. Portraying people with disabilities accurately isn't scary. People with disabilities are funny, and they're beautiful, and they're jerks, and we can't stand some. But they're like everybody else. that way, you know? And I think that Verizon and originally the Oath people, I think they really got it. They really did see that about our population and the people we serve. And so I do want to really thank them. This is a very progressive, cutting-edge thing to do. I know you'll be copied. It's the beginning, not the end. I think that everybody's going to do this. I think it will open doors for people with disabilities in the long run, because there's this psychological effect of seeing people with disabilities, especially seeing people with disabilities portrayed as they actually look, which, as you can see around the room, and we'll see a little bit later on the videos, they're funny and they're smart and they're vivacious and they're brilliant and they're alive, and it's just a terrific thing. I've been on the website for the last few days.
So we've got some great folks here with me, and we're going to have a little conversation about the images and the importance of the images and of disability representation, authentic representation in general. Directly next to me, I have Claire Stanley, who's with the American Council of the Blind. See, I got that correct. Next to Claire, I've got Carrie Gray, who just started with the American Association of People with Disabilities. Thank you, Carrie. And right next to Carrie there is Harstacker, the car. How do you say your last name?
Whichever way you want.
Work, he's working with me. That's beautiful. With the United Spinal Association. Thank you once again for being here. So we thought it would be really fun because we've gone through this curation process that you've heard mentioned before. Currently, with the disability collection, there are about 350 images that have been selected, that have passed the test, and that have proven to be the kinds of things that we would like to see in terms of imagery that need to be out there. Of thousands, literally thousands and thousands of images that have been submitted. And so one of the things we wanted to do is to have each of the panelists talk about their work and to tell you what their favorite images of the collection that they've seen thus far and why that is. I'm going to start with Claire. And Claire, who's working with you here today?
Is this on? Okay, cool. Yeah. Everybody can hear me? So this is Kodiak here on the floor, so he weighed in as well, so it's a team
Kodiak had his vote.
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to make sure, because I know people were going to ask. So would you mind telling us a little bit about your experience of the curation process, and also what your favorite image is, which you're seeing now behind us, and why that is? Thank you.
Most definitely. So I like that they put the blind girl first to talk about pictures. That's awesome. So,
we're super inclusive.
Inclusive.
We're breaking new ground, you see? Okay.
But in all seriousness, I just want to start by saying I love that, because I think a lot of times people think, oh, they're blind, they don't care about pictures, but that's not true. We want to be involved in the media in the same way. We want our pictures out there. We want to be portrayed accurately. I spend way too much time on Facebook and social media, and I want to know what the pictures are too. I want to know what's out there. I want to know what people are posting. So, you know, just to kind of break through that misconception that the blind or visually impaired community might not care about pictures. That's not true. It's important to us as well. So the process of looking through the photos was really fun and interesting for me because they gave us a great, huge swath of pictures to look through. But obviously, I couldn't look through them in the same way look that you guys
might
use.
We should say that this is an online database.
Yes, thank you. So we had this database of all these pictures to look through and to give our opinions on what was appropriate or what we think would be a great contribution to this database of photos. But obviously, I couldn't look through them in the traditional sense of look. So me and a coworker had the opportunity to go through them together. Some of the photos did have titles or names or descriptions, but not necessarily ones that fully depicted what was in the picture. That would be helpful for those of us to know.
So why don't you give? Can you give us an example of a bad description, a typical description?
Oh gosh. Gonna make me think of it off the top of my head. Some were just didn't necessarily encompass everything that was in there. It might just be like one noun, like a woman wearing a dress or something. So it wasn't helpful to fully encompass everything that the picture is trying to portray. So it's really important to think about the language that you're using so that we can get a better concept of what's going on in the picture. And obviously you can never say everything because a picture is worth a thousand words, right? But you can do a better job of kind of putting out there what the picture is trying to portray. So it was an interesting experience for me to look through the photos with my coworker to get some feedback on what the pictures were described as, but then also getting her feedback from what she could describe to me visually. So it was a very interesting and learning experience for me, and then being able to feed back, you know.
Better than I do, because I don't do it.
Okay.
And majority of what my work is on the digital accessibility experience.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk about that?
Okay.
Why don't you start right there? Go ahead.
So.
No, you just talk right here.
Oh, just talk right
yeah.
there? Okay. So,
tell me who you are.
Okay.
And where we're at.
All right. So, my name is Fred Maltz. I run the accessibility program. Okay. My name is Fred Maltz. I run the accessibility program for Verizon Wireless, primarily on the digital front. So we make sure that our website and our apps and our services are all accessible for any user, with or without a disability.
Okay.
So, you know, we go through, we test on a daily basis. We work back with the disability community to see if we can get some insights as well, to see as we are bringing out new products, as we're testing them, to make sure we're meeting the needs of our customers that do have a disability. And we've been having a lot of fun with them. We have a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of good people who have really taught us a lot. So, you know, I have my staff is around 20 or so people, where we test the website, we test the app, and very fortunate we've been as successful as we have been with what we've done. So.
And what about today? What's so important about today?
Today is really important because one of the things I also have the honor of running is the overall Verizon governance team for accessibility. And so with the Verizon Media Services team as well as the Getty Images team coming together and working on this event tonight, it's been a lot of hard work for that team, and I've been very supportive of them, and so has overall Verizon. And it's great to actually see a collection of pictures coming out that really is going to serve a need with, you know, sharing the message of, okay, you don't have to be the average person. You can be whoever you are, and it's important that we are sharing that and people, you know, have that education awareness. So I think it's great that this is finally happening, and really excited to be here tonight.
Thank you very much. So tell me a little bit about what brought you here today.
So my name is Harsh Thacker. I'm the president of a local United Spinal chapter. What brought me here was the partnership between the Disability Collection, Getty Photos, and Verizon. Basically trying to work on how to create proper media representation for individuals with disabilities. Just kind of looking forward to sharing my experiences, learning from other people's experiences, and hopefully creating some change so that we can get people with disabilities across all platforms visible in the community.
And you mentioned community. Would that also be in regards to housing, or what kind of areas in the community are you hoping for more exposure?
Well, I would hope it would be everywhere, including housing, right? So if you could take something away from a stock image and create something that's more specialized towards the community, meaning so the disability community needs to be represented, even when it comes to people that are on housing vouchers or that require accessible housing, and someone who is equipped with that specialty to kind of be able to highlight that they can focus and they can kind of help other people with disabilities gain access to housing or better access to transportation, and be able to use some of these visible platforms so that we don't feel as hidden from the world.
And you're a leader in the community, correct?
I would like to think so. For United Spinal, I'm the president of our local Metro DC chapter.
And if someone wanted to join that, how would they do that?
So you would go to unitedspinal.org and you would elect to becoming a member, and basically you find there are different chapters across the country, and you'd find the chapter that correlates with you best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See if I can figure out how to turn it off now. I'm totally, just keep going. You know.